Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, let's start our Pitt-Penn State conversation with the soundbite that was heard around Oakland and really around Pittsburgh for a lot of fans after Penn State's win. James Franklin, when asked what it was like to beat an in-state rival.
Most important is we're 1-0 this week, and we were able to get a win. You know, that's what this was for us, guys. I know last year for their win, it was like the Super Bowl, but for us, this was just like beating Akron.
What do you find to be the most ridiculous part of that
comment? I find it bold.
Comment?
I find it offensive. I find it condescending. I find it arrogant. I find it unnecessary. And I guess when you've won like he has in the past calendar year, you can get away with that stuff. I talked to a lot of people about it, and I mean, I wrote about it. I thought he made an ass of himself. I really did. I wrote that in the paper. I talked to a lot of people. Obviously, Pitt people think it's a real unnecessary shot, as I do. But I've talked to even some Penn State people who were offended by it. I mean, what is the point of that? You don't have to do that. You just won the game by 19 points. He did praise Pitt, saying, oh, I think they're a good team. They'll win some games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, win with some class. You don't have to go out of your way to do that. To compare that to Akron, it's even belittling Akron in a way. Like, this win's just the same as Akron to us, you know. And I get it. He tries to give you that every week is our most important game. Try selling that against Georgia State this week. I found it really ridiculous. And I lost a lot of respect for the guy. I obviously have great respect for the turnaround he pulled there. It's one of the most amazing turnarounds by a coach or organization, the same coach. I mean, we saw, you know, Mike Sullivan come in and turn around the Penguins, Dan mm-hmm. Bosma do it. But the same coach who I felt, had to be at least on the hot seat. I mean, wasn't going to be fired, but on the hot seat after they lose to Michigan by, 39 points last year. And now to win all these games ever since, remarkable coaching job. But I just thought he was a really off base and arrogant and condescending to say what he did. I don't know how you felt.
Let's hear it again, and then I want to give fans of both Pitt and Penn State a chance to react to it.
Most important is we're 1-0 this week, and we were able to get a win. You know, that's what this was for us, guys. I know last year for their win, it was like the Super Bowl, but for us, this was just like beating Akron.
412-928-9370. I don't like that he categorized or described the way that Pitt treated the win last year. Like, he made it sound like, well, for them, their whole entire season hinged on beating us, and that's all that matters to them. So, you know, they celebrated like they had just won something important. First of all, I don't like that. That he, what he's doing there, Ron, is he's demeaning a team feeling either proud of itself or wanting to outwardly celebrate one win out of, you know, their 12-game schedule, which I take issue with that. I also don't think that Franklin is consistent when it comes to being a guy that treats every game like it's the same. If he wants to take the Bill Belichick school of thought and, you know, make every team in advance sound like they're the greatest team of all time, and then after the game, act like it's just another win and move forward, that's one thing. But you know what? James Franklin doesn't do that. Do you remember what James Franklin sounded like after Penn State beat Ohio State last year? Do you remember that?
I don't.
Here's what he sounded like.
I just want to soak this all in. I just want to enjoy tonight. I told these guys in the locker room, I want them to go out and enjoy themselves tonight. And I want them to make good choices and all that kind of stuff. I said, but before you leave this locker room, nights like this don't happen very often. Savor it. Stay in this locker room. Turn the music up. Enjoy each other.
That sounds like a guy that made Ohio State out to be a Super Bowl, doesn't it?
I couldn't agree more. And he did a story for the Players Tribune that just came out in August and talked about what that game meant to him, what it represented to him in the program. I mean, he's full of bull, if you ask me. With this, these games don't mean anything. They all mean the same. It just was a cheap shot. There's just no doubt. Apparently, Pat Narduzzi was asked about it. He's doing his presser now. According to Jeff Hathorn, his response was, he didn't say much, but he said quite a bit. We went high, they went low. You'd have to ask him. He has a press conference, too. Good for him.
Yeah, James Franklin says, every game is created equally. Listen to him get choked
Georgia
up.
Georgia State.
Listen to him get choked up talking about the Buckeyes.
For us to get where we want to be, we need this entire community together. A win like tonight. I know I'm biased, but I believe that football has the ability to bring a community together like nothing else. This is emotional on a lot of different levels. Emotional for this community and for our players and for my family. So
sounds like he's going to cry.
He broke down.
Now, you know, in his defense, I will say this for him. I believe his brother-in-law had just died that week.
Well, that's important context.
And he was talking about what it meant to his sister. If I remember,
I think
correctly,
you're right about that.
I want to say it was a death in the family, and I think it was a brother-in-law.
And
he said he was thinking about his sister and his family. So I'm gonna give him that, and I have no problem with that reaction. Even if that isn't the case, I have no problem with that reaction. But then don't accuse somebody else of like treating some game, make it bigger than it is when you're so even keel. That's the hypocrisy to me. I have no problem. I had no problem with that reaction last year. It was a big win for Penn State. He had first win. He'd been 0-7 against the big three in his league, Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. And he'd got crushed in every single game just about. And he finally gets a win. So I get that reaction. I have no problem with that. But I thought he was really a creep on Saturday with what he said.
Yeah, in one instance, he's saying, we're going to look at every win and treat it with a business-like approach, like they're all the same. They all count the same in the standings. And then just a year earlier, he talked about how beating a team brings a university and a community together. He doesn't have to overdo a win over Pitt. I know Penn State looks at Pitt like it's a little brother. They don't want to brag about beating the little brother program. They think they're above that. But at least respect the rivalry a little bit more.
Andrew, I was up there yesterday, and there were 110,000 people there. I wrote in the paper that was like three games for Pitt, three home games to get that kind of a crowd. The scene was incredible. Their fans, Penn State fans, enjoyed it tremendously. Certainly more than they'll enjoy watching Georgia State this week. So don't tell me that they didn't enjoy beating Pitt, because they did, and as they should.
It's patronizing.
Just as Pitt fans have every right and should enjoy a win over Penn State.
Your thoughts on the post-game comments of James Franklin telling reporters, guys, I don't care what you make or what you write about this game, but to us, it's just like beating Akron. 412-928-9370. Here's Roy on the Cook and Pony Show. Hi, Roy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I can't comment on his comments per se, but just in general, compare this game, Penn State against Pitt this year, against last year. I mean, granted, if you lost to Akron, so to speak, this year, or beat them this year, you lost to Akron last year when you played Pitt. So keep that in mind. Second thing is, Narduzzi, did he take that type of an attitude and blow it out of proportion necessarily when they beat Clemson on the road in another facility that's just about like Penn State and went in there and defeated a team? So, again, every team you face, I agree, every game is a one-week game. Every team has the ability to beat another team reasonably. You've got to give that respect to the players at the end of the game and just move on from there. The pot shot.
But it's just wrong.
I'm not quite sure what Narduzzi's reaction at Clemson had anything to do with this. It was win with some class, that's all. And I thought it was a very classless thing what Franklin did.
I guess where I'm going with that is he made the comment that the Pitt victory last year was like Pitt winning the Super Bowl against Penn State.
And his team's win over Ohio State was like Penn State winning the Super
Bowl. And I'm okay with both of those things. I mean, Pitt should have felt good about beating Penn State, and Penn State should have felt good about beating Ohio State.
They did. They did. But I think Pitt also felt like that win against Clemson was even more than that, than it was the win over Penn State.
That's a hard one to say for Pitt, the players, and the fans. I don't know. They both were awfully special wins last year.
Franklin's just dishonest saying that his teams don't celebrate regular season wins regardless of who they're against.
Right.
That every game is treated the same. Akron is treated just like Pitt. Pitt is treated just like treated just like Ohio State. We know that's not true.
But when you win the Big Ten, you go to the Rose Bowl, you have a hell of a game against USC, and then you come back and beat Pitt the next year, you can say whatever you want. He can get away with it.
I don't know if he's getting away with it, because you're saying even among his own fans he said something that isn't sitting
well with them. I don't know if everybody
feels
that way, but I heard from people over the weekend that said it's insulting to that rivalry to say that. A lot of us grew up with that rivalry, and it's big. It's special.
Yeah, you think Todd Blackledge sitting up in the booth felt like when that game was over, his alma mater had just beaten a MAC school?
No.
No. You think the guys that were there from the 35th anniversary team that won the national championship didn't get extra pleasure out of beating a rival?
No.
Here's Jason. He's on the fan. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a generational Notre Dame fan, so I'm unbiased when it comes to the situation, although I do root for Pitt. But I think the hot-button issue here is the whole statement that he said was fine until he had to put a school name in there. And I don't know if he did it accidentally by just saying Akron, but what he did was he diminished the legacy at the University of Pittsburgh. I mean, he made it out like the University of Pittsburgh has never been a good
Well, he disparaged Akron too.
Yeah, and I don't think it was by mistake. He's a smart man, and he's very, very savvy in front of the cameras and the microphones. He knew what he was saying.
I mean, he made Akron sound like it was the little sisters of the poor, which they are. But coaches almost never do that. I don't like when a coach critiques the way another team reacts to victory or reacts to losing, and to say, well, when that team beats us, they act like they just won the Super Bowl. Who are you to judge the actions of their team? I mean, to me, it sounded like a coach who was criticizing the way Pitt reacted to beating them last year. Like, we're above celebrating a win over Pitt. They'll celebrate when they beat us, but we refuse to do that. 412-928-9370. Whether you're a Pitt fan or a Penn State fan, tell us your thoughts on what James Franklin had to say after the win on Saturday. You can text us your thoughts. The Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Also, tweet us your thoughts at 93.7, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.